Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Morning. It's Tuesday. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock on this edition of Palmetto Mornings, July 20th. Hard to believe that the month is just passing on by. 72 degrees outside, a little rainy today. So glad to have you with us. And I tell you what, on WRHI right here, we love to look at local opportunities that we all can be a part of and make a huge difference. And joining me in studio, Paul Crosby from the Dream Center, Garrett Bowman, also from the Dream Center, and then Macy Petty, who is interning for the Palmetto Women's Center, talking about how three really awesome people who I'm speaking with today have gotten together and figured out a way to elevate some very important causes. So let's start with you, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Now, the Dream Center, tell us about what this organization does.
Well, we have a vision, and we want to see our communities transformed by the gospel through loving, serving, sharing, and sending. And then we have our mission is to see lives change through relationship with God and others. So as this organization came about and it transitioned into a church, we just want to see a change in our community and how we love people, and then we'll let God work that out.
I love that. Walk in faith and meet people where they are.
Yes.
And you've got such a great name, the Dream Center, because really when you reach out to people where they are, you never know where you're going to go.
Absolutely. You end up getting changed more than the person that you're actually identified to work with.
That's awesome. Now, you had a vision. You had an idea for the Jump for Change. Tell me more about that.
Well, Jump for Change is actually crazy, and I've never thought of anything like that. A friend of mine came up, and we were thinking about raising money for the Dream Center, and he said, "Hey, Paul, what if we jump a rope, and then we get people to give us money for each time we jump the rope?"
Okay.
Like, because we were big on, I was working on trying to lose some weight, and I'm still in the process of that. And I said, "Yeah, that sounds pretty good."
When's the last time you jumped rope?
I hadn't jumped a rope. I'm 51, okay. But Here's the thing. So it came to be as we started praying and talking about it that we jump for change, that you're jumping for the change in your physical health, jumping for change in our community, to jumping for the change in people's pocket. And so those three came together and we started saying, "Hey, let's do this." But then the weirdest thing happened. I really, really feel like God just grabbed me and said, "I don't want you raising money for the Dream Center this year. I want you to raise money for Palmetto Women's Center." I had been going to the fountain to pray with Palmetto, and my heart had just been touched by watching what God was doing at Palmetto Women's Center. And God said, "I want you to raise money for them this year. The Dream Center Church has been taken care of for the past decade by many great organizations, many different people. This year, I want you to be able to put that focus on somebody else." So that's what happened.
I love it. And, when God speaks to you, you're good. You do right by listening.
Probably should listen.
Yeah, you should listen. And he along came Garrett Bowman. And Garrett, you felt also connected to this opportunity. Tell me about the role that you play in Jump for Change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think really my role is what I view as a support person when it comes to the actual scheduling of the events of that day. Now, we've all played a part in the planning, of course, but on that day, I'm the guy that's going to say, "Okay, we got to start this wave of jumping here, and then the kids' corner gets to dance with the bubbles here," and
okay.
So on. And so,
you're running the circus.
That's right. I hope to give a little bit of direction for the day of as people arrive and they start to find where they're plugging in for that event.
Now, we're talking July 29th. Is that?
Oh, no.
What's the
date?
24th.
The 24th of July.
All right. July 24th. What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday.
That's
right.
Okay. And we will find out more of the logistics of how you can sign up for this,
and
where you need to go and all that good stuff. But first, I want to introduce Macy Petty. You are interning this summer at the Palmetto Women's Center. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing during summer break? Because you're a student, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I play volleyball at Lee University in Tennessee and am home for the summer. So I have always had a heart for the center and thankfully got offered the amazing opportunity to work with Miss Tally in community outreach this summer. And so when I came at the beginning of the summer, she told me about this idea that Pastor Paul had, and gosh, we were just ecstatic, you know, having another organization have the same heart and passion that we do for loving on these moms was so exciting. And it's just been a blessing to work on this project all year. So
I love it. Now tell me about the role of the Palmetto Women's Center. How do you love on these women?
Yes, ma'am. So our goal,
I love that, by the way, because that's so warm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Our goal is to offer hope, health, and healing to women in all throughout York County by offering free resources to them throughout their pregnancies. And it's been so awesome for me to be able to see that practically in the day-to-day, seeing these women working with them and just how much hope, health, and healing that the Women's Center can offer to them. You know, they're told every day that they're not strong enough to do this and there's no one there to love on them. And we're like, that's not true. You know, like
right.
We're here to empower them and love on them through the whole thing, through their whole process, well after they deliver their baby. And we can't do that without amazing partners like the Dream Center and donors and who help make this dream a reality. So.
And of course, everybody can participate in jumping. And like you said,
yeah.
It's more than just change in the pickle jar. It's a change in your life.
Yes.
Change in your physical health. There's so many benefits, and the surprise is all the awesome people that you're going to meet when you show up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where I would really love to just encourage everyone listening. You can play a part. Here's the power of multiplication. So if there's 20 jumpers out there, and you can, if you're hearing my voice now, you can log on. Just go to the Palmetto Women's Center page. Find a way to sponsor a jumper. I'd probably look for one. If you don't want to spend a lot of money, look for me probably. But there's some people that can jump a rope. But go there and sponsor a jumper. A penny a jump. If a person jumps 1,000 times and you just did a penny a jump, what is it, $10?
Yeah.
But if everyone plays a small part, the multiplication, we have a dream to see over $100,000 raised by just jumping ropes. We don't know if that's going to happen, but we do know that we have faith that it can happen.
Yeah.
And as people start to jump ropes, it's bringing unity in our community because we have people working together for one common good. And we're not there to build up walls or to point fingers at anyone. We're here to be a neutral ground that we can show the love of Christ to see people be able to come together to see the city of Rock Hill and the York County look better.
I love this. So you can sponsor a jumper. You can support that jumper. You know, everybody can jump or everybody can sponsor or just show up and cheer those that are jumping. Cheer them on.
And bring the kids out. There'll be bouncy houses out there
day.
There'll be a kids spot where kids can play and have a good time. And
where's the location that it's taking place?
It's going to be at 1110 Cherry Road. If you find a hand up, you'll see it. It's right in front of Winthrop University Coliseum on Cherry Road. So it's behind across from Tequila's Mexican restaurant. I'm giving a lot of people props in their businesses.
Yeah,
but
that's all right.
1110
Cherry
Road. You
get hyped up and rope makes you hungry.
I guess so. We'll see. But
And do you need to sign up ahead of time? Then where? Palmetto Women's Center.
So you can sign up to jump or sponsor through the link in our Instagram bio, or if you just want to come to support and eat some food and get Kona ice, whatever you want to do, you can just show up the day of.
Wonderful. And same with the Dream.
Yeah, it's I know that being over 50, a lot of people like to write checks.
If
you want to just write a check to the Rock Hill Dream Center Church. Make it out to the church, Rock Hill Dream Center Church, and that's Post Office Box 12438, Rock Hill, South Carolina 29731. And when you write that check out, make in the memo line, put Jump for Change or Palmetto Women's Center. 100% of the money that comes into the church for this is going to Palmetto Women's Center. So we would love to have you send in some support, and we'll get it over to them. And we're just going to see some change in our community.
Absolutely. And you know you're going to be in good hands because, Garrett, you're in charge. Are you also providing the ropes?
Actually, the cool thing is there's been a lot of community partnership in all this. The YMCA is actually providing the jump ropes and the mats. We've had some people that are providing the music. The bouncy houses will be provided by the York Baptist Association. There's tons of really cool ways that people have plugged in and taken a role in this. And before I go further, I want to make sure that people know it's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. that day. I don't think we've said the time yet, but show up at 9 a.m. and hang out as long as you want to. Food will be available probably around 11:30, and Kona Ice will be there from 12 to 1, but music will be there. My wife's going to be jumping around and dancing in the kids' corner. So
I love it. It'll be a fun time.
And if you want to come out and jump, just make sure you it's fun to jump. But the whole reason for jumping is to find somebody to sponsor you. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come out and get signed up that day, you can. Mm-hmm. But call your family. The best way to do it is look through your phone and find the 10 people closest to you.
There you go.
Say, hey, I'm going to jump. You jump for 1 hour. So the first time you jump that rope, the clock starts ticking. Mm-hmm. And you get 1 hour to see how many times you can jump. And so call your friends and family and say, hey, can you give me a nickel a jump? Can you give me a penny a jump? And you'll find out that some people just give you up to a dollar jump just to watch you try to do it.
So, there you go.
So yeah. It's so easy, and it's going to be so much fun, and we'd love to see you.
I love it. Thank you so much, of course, Paul Crosby, Garrett Bowman, both of the Dream Center, and Macy Petty from the Palmetto Women's Center. Jump for Change.
Yeah.
Everybody has an opportunity to do it happening July 24th, this Saturday. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Make sure to let us know how it went. Okay?
Oh, certainly.
All righty.